Broad Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's episode 326 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. How you doing? Did you miss us? We were busy last week. We hope you got through your week of Flyers hockey with all the great insight and knowledge you have from three guys who watch every single minute of every single game and bring you a summary of it. It's Drew Papsky along with Jeff and Doyle. And if you listen,
two of us try to.
Oh well, you know this is called sarcasm, Doyle. I'm in the radio biz. All right, listen. Last Sunday, we apologized for the last minute cancellation. I know you guys don't know, but Jeff got caught in Florida. He was protesting the "Don't Say Gay" bill, and the flight got delayed. last weekend was also WrestleMania, and I was not in town. I may have been in Dallas. Coincidence? I don't know. If you watch WrestleMania, maybe you understand. And yeah, so we're back here to talk about your week in Flyers hockey. A little bit of a week in Philly sports where I've slowly been transforming into a Philadelphia Union fan in the past week.
Nice.
Are they even playing right now, Doyle? I don't know.
They played on Saturday night.
Didn't their season just start?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But the Phillies started. I went to my first Sixers game. I sat in the Claude Giroux Foundation box, and I guess they didn't. I talked to the guy working there. I'm like, you guys going to get a hammer and chisel and take that sign off? He's like, yeah. Who's going to be? Couturier, Hayes, Provorov? Who's going to have the box next year? I'm like, I don't know, dude. You work
Scotty
here.
Scott Lawton.
Maybe Scott
Cam
Martin.
Cam Atkinson.
AKA, that means it has to be the captain, right? So there's going to be that going on. The Flyers made a couple minor roster moves, or major, depending on your opinion on certain NHL veterans. And, yeah. And they are pretty much playing 500 hockey this week. They had a home-and-home series with the Columbus Blue Jackets, where they split. They were able to lose to Jerry Mayhew and the Anaheim Ducks on Saturday night. And
They should have kept him,
obviously. He's the reason why they lost that game. If they lost 5-3, they would have won like 700-3 if he was on the team, clearly. And for the first time in my life, guys, it is the second week of April for me, and I can honestly say, I'll lead with this. I am more excited about Phillies baseball in April than I am about Flyers hockey.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I still can't believe the season's not over.
Well, that was my second, third, fourth, and fifth point. But
yeah,
I am more excited.
I've
been saying
that
for
big
4 months now.
Yeah. NBA playoffs really are already about to start.
Yeah, well, because they didn't have the Olympic break. Yeah. The Sixers have, what, one more game left?
They play, one more game. I think it's tonight, actually.
So I went to the Sixers game, my first Sixers game ever. It was weird. Usually I walk around the concourse, there's all this Flyer stuff. They had all this Sixers stuff up. It was so weird. I was like, that's crazy. Literally never been to a Sixers game, so it was wild being there for a sporting event that wasn't like the Philadelphia Wings in 1998, the Phantoms, or the Flyers, which I've seen, you know, hundreds of games. But, yeah, I'm more excited for Phillies baseball in April than I am for Flyers hockey in April. And I've never been able to say that honestly and truthfully, and right now I am. I watched more baseball this weekend than I've watched hockey, minus going to games. I know that's horrible as doing a Flyers podcast, but... Someone convinced me to watch. I don't know. I'm so busy. Been busy with stand-up and other things. I'm not going to record the game to watch what I know. I tell you the result before. We'll be in the game, then the other team will pull away in the third period, most likely, and win by a couple goals. So that's where I'm at. But I don't know.
It's not bad to say, and I'll tell you why. It's pretty simple. It's because the Flyers stink.
Yeah, I know, but April hockey is never – I mean, that's never been something I could say in my life because even the Flyers, like, were an eighth seed, they still had a shot in the playoffs and the Phillies were starting in eight. I don't know. I never had this overlap where the Phillies, like, had all this – the Phillies have been pretty much dead for, like, a decade. And
well, now
they finally
there's,
look,
like, legitimate excitement because they have, like, the best on paper – lineup. Like,
that's just like
league.
one through six is like home run city, and 7, 8, 9 is like they could still probably do it too. It's amazing. But watching the Flyers, I'm like, I had this excitement for this team this year, last year, the year before, and it just hasn't worked out. And just I think I'm just I'm mentally exhausted for me.
Me
and the Flyers have been in a toxic relationship. They haven't been holding up their end of the bargain. They're not listening to my feelings. And if they're listening, I have want to express my feelings to the Flyers. You fucking stink. I don't know what to say. The only good news I could see coming out of this week is that Doyle's favorite Flyers prospect is not going to go to his senior season. Do you guys hear about this? I feel like Jay Leno. Isis said, no, but Bobby Brink is going to forego his senior season and sign an entry-level deal and hopefully make it to the NHL at some point. And possibly
Bobby Brinker, baby.
Possibly make it to the lineup this season.
I've been making so many stupid Brink jokes now if he starts on Flyers.
I know, and that's why I'm hoping he gets traded immediately.
Yeah.
Love that movie, though. Disney Channel classic.
Backing up the Brink's truck.
Dude, he's a soul skater, bro. That's why he's...
Jeff, did you ever see that movie, Brink?
Joining the Flyers next year.
No.
Disney Channel original movie? That's the best one. Yeah. It's one of the best ones.
Oh, there you go.
For all, like, five listeners, the three of them that were 90s kids probably remember that. You're a 90s kid if you remember this reference.
Call us at 1-800-PUCK, yeah.
856-347-PUCK.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's our fake name we made up before. But before we lose the whole audience, I want to remind you that in less than 2 weeks, on April 24th at 4 p.m., versus the Penguins of Pittsburgh, the Flyers will be playing their second-to-last home game of the season at a 4 p.m. puck drop, and we are going to be
at... Oh, my God, that's still not the last game?
No, the last game of the year is versus Ottawa.
Jesus.
On the end of April. And then there's no game scheduled for May because the Flyers are officially eliminated from the playoffs.
I mean, really thought the 24th was like the last game of the season.
No. So it's going...
Unfortunately, no.
It's...
Wow, that really just bummed me out.
Yeah, so April 24th at 4 p.m., the Flyers will be playing the Penguins, and they will probably lose. But we will be at Xfinity Live doing our... We're bringing back the annual Hangout with the Broad Street Boy podcast gang. So you can hang out with us and our degenerate alcoholic friends, I'm sorry. We're trying to get them to go to meetings, but they won't listen. And we'll hang out. We'll watch the game at Xfinity Live. We'll watch Jeff get provolone on a cheesesteak. Maybe Joe the Rat will pass out in the VIP club again and like get bottles stacked on him. And somehow that waitress let us do that for way too long. I mean, we've had so many great memories there pre-COVID over the years.
Come back and tell us the one episode about... I don't know.
Baby's blood or something?
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about? So you said that. I'm like, I don't know if I said that, dude, but okay.
That sounds like an Alex Jones podcast.
They're turning the frogs gay. And then maybe we'll have a fan from, like, out in Allentown who just gets hammered with us. And it's like, I got to drive home and leaves. And I'm like, please don't do that, dude. And then I don't never heard from him again. So hopefully he's still going to come. Maybe he'll show up.
Was his name Tommy?
Yeah, I don't know. Something like that. But we always...
Definitely still alive.
Tommy, if you're out there.
We've always had a good time. We've always had at least one or two people that like hang out with us and have a beer. I'm like, hey, man, I actually like your guys' show. You guys are cool. I'm like, oh, nice, man. It's nice to hear from people like in the flesh, minus in, like, you know, Twitter. So if you are in the area and want to stop by and say hi, look for two handsome bearded gentlemen with reddish beards, one bald, one not, and look for a guy who should have cut his hair 3 years ago. That's us. We'll be there. And Joe the Rat will be there, too.
So.
Yeah, middle-aged lesbian will be just, and at least you're self-aware. And if you really want to get in good with us, if you want to be in our fraternity, you have to punch Joe the Rat and bully him. So that's how you get in with us, and we'll get you a spot. You can write for our show. I'm just kidding, but that should be fun, guys. That's what I'm looking forward to the most about this Flyer season, because that means it'll be just about over.
Yeah, it's pretty much all we have left, honestly.
I guess what we'll do is we'll have to do I don't know. We'll figure out what we're going to do for the podcast. That maybe we'll do one before, and then like maybe I'll do some Papski on the Prowl and get a couple interviews with some of the Flyers locals that really know the team and tell me what they should do.
You should just do a "Don't Ever Disrespect Me" video to all the people that
Don't ever disrespect me wearing a Steve Mason jersey on a Sunday.
Yeah,
no, it's going to be like from Bruno, where he's like, my exclusive interview with Harrison Ford. Everyone's just going to be like, "Fuck off, guy." I don't want to talk about the Flyers.
Yeah, probably he's like, "We're talking about the Phils, the Fightins."
Don't ever disrespect me looking like eating your sandwich on a trash can outside of Wawa.
Yo, been there, done that, had the t-shirt. But yeah, so we are a Flyers podcast. We talk about the Flyers. The only thing we didn't get to talk about last week that we obviously have to give our take on, I don't care if it's a week late, people are still bitching about this. The Flyers finally benched a veteran who they brought in the offseason to solidify the back end of the defensive lineup. And
Nate Thompson,
yes. He's playing. Nate Thompson's back in the lineup, much to the chagrin of many Flyers fans. But Keith Yandel was finally benched. He hit his Iron Man streak. He broke it. It's only a matter of time before Phil Kessel does. But they sat Keith Yandel last weekend, and people were a little upset about this. What were your guys' thoughts on this initially and now looking back on it, knowing the fact that they benched him for a game, they put him back in, what, 2 games later? The next game? Yeah, it's one game. They brought now he was benched again, but now like, he's scratched, he's on, he's off. I mean,
I think that was 2 games because I think they played Canault in one game and then they brought him back.
Yeah. So what are your guys' thoughts on this with the whole Keith Yandel situation? So we can talk about it last week because of us not having a podcast and
I'll give my thoughts.
Oh, go ahead, Doyle. Please. Share with the class.
I think, well, the excuse that they gave was dumb because they were like, oh, we need to evaluate the young guys. And stylistically, they didn't believe that Ronnie Adderd and Keith Yandel would mesh well. But to then say that we also need to evaluate Nick Seeler as a seventh defenseman for next year is kind of lame to me, because if he is on the team and playing extensively next season, we got a slew of problems on our hands.
If he's on the team next year, I am going to start becoming the biggest Reading Royals fan and just follow that.
Follow them. He's like Jerry Mayhew. He's a 28-year-old young guy.
A journeyman, they call them. A.K.A. Yeah. You're not good enough to be in the AHL for more than a pinch at a time.
But I don't know. I feel like the Flyers are so bad at this point. There's, what, like 10 or 11 games left? Just let Keith Yandel play the rest of the season, get to however many games, 1,000, and then he'll probably either have to sign as like a seventh defenseman next year or pretty much contemplate retirement. Like, if they were going to bench him, they should have benched him after he got the streak. Like, it just doesn't make sense now. It's like, this season is so far gone at this point, like, there is really no reason to not play him.
That's how I felt, too. And I also, I'm thinking about this from a Philadelphia Flyers as a destination. You're screwing over a veteran that's well-respected around the league. Other players pick up on that. Like, oh, the Flyers kind of did him dirty at the end. And I'm not saying it's, like, the worst thing in the world, and everyone's going to argue, like, oh, but Kessel. But, like you said, Doyle, at this point, what do you have to lose? It's not like we have all this young defensive talent we're going to explore, right? They signed Ronnie Adderd and got him to move up. Right?
Yeah, it's like they have Adderd's like, okay, you want to evaluate him, but it's like there's, if you're going to evaluate, call, burn your last call-up and bring up Zamula.
Yeah, like, I don't.
That's evaluation to me, not just playing Nick Seeler, who's 28 years old,
and Connaughton.
Yeah,
like I just think that, like, I don't think it looks good from an organizational standpoint, and like the fans that like are saying Comcast is out of touch and all this like business stuff. I don't know how true that is, but I also know that like people around the league do notice these things. I mean, you're trying to bring in talent, whether it's signings or trades, where people have to waive no movement clauses or want to come in. Kevin Hayes can't vouch for everybody to come here all the time. I think that's
the only reason they have a shot at Johnny Hockey.
Well, I'm just, but do you guys think I'm crazy in thinking that though? But don't you think other players pick up on that, the way an organization is running, how they treat someone like that? It's like, dude, just
well,
let them play out.
A lot of former players like were calling that out. Like,
yeah,
Jeremy Roenick said it, and then I mean,
well,
he was
Jeremy
the one
Roenick can put his head up his own butt. I hate Jeremy.
But
Roenick.
It's because he cried when the Blackhawks won, Jeff. He's still not over it.
Yes,
I cried when the Blackhawks won too, but it wasn't for the same reasons he did. But. Yeah, I just think I actually saw an NHL.com article about like Flyers make questionable move, and like that the Flyers actually made like national NHL or international NHL news for the first time since the Giroux trade. And I was like, this is what they're talking about, just
yeah,
to show you, because
I mean,
everyone knows the Flyers season's over. So they just like, why would they do this to this guy? And I'm not saying we owed him anything. He hasn't played amazing this year, but who cares? We have no one else to better than him, really.
Yeah, right. The team sucks. Like, we're trying to get a better draft pick. Leave him in.
Cam York's already up. He's been playing decent. Whatever.
Yeah, he's playing on the first pair.
He should have never got the streak to begin with, because he's been atrocious all season.
But the Flyers have no other options, unless they call people up.
Well, so the fact that the Flyers let him get to whatever 956 games is nice, or whatever he needed to break the record, 965.
Yeah, just let him finish out the season.
Yeah, but then why not scratch him after that? That's where you lose.
Right. That's when they should have scratched him. Now, 11 games away from 1,000, Mike Yeo is like, we need to assess talent. Waited 2 games and then put him right back in the lineup.
Yeah.
If I was Keith Yandel, I'd be like, you guys can go fuck yourself. I'm going home.
Yeah, I just don't think it's the right way to do it. And I know it's like hockey and the best player has to play, but really, like, I can't even find that argument either, because
we need to evaluate young talent. All right, Nate Thompson,
get out there.
Center.
Oh my God, yeah, they put Nate Thompson. That's like another one too. They're like, we want to see what we got. Nate, you're welcome back from injury where you haven't played for 3 months.
Yeah,
get out there.
37 still young, right?
Well, to be fair, the Flyers don't have a lot of other centers to play at this point, so they're like, oh boy. Looking at this lineup, this lineup from the first game, or what we thought would be the first game, is just so different. There are like 5-6 players actually on this the forwards, and I'm like, oh yeah, that guy was supposed to be in the lineups opening night. Everyone else, I'm like, who are you?
You know what's not a good look, and I didn't see this discussed much, was how, like, even I think Kevin Hayes was like, I just don't understand why they would sit him.
And Kevin Hayes said that? Yeah. Well
he kind of has a bias, though,
even if you're
too.
Upset about it, well, he's your friend, him, yeah. Like, you're supposed to be a team leader. So just be like, I don't know, dude. It's the coach's decision. Don't ask me for an opinion. And then that's it. You leave it at that.
Well, he did say that. He said that it's not – he was upset and then said that it's not his decision. Like, he's like, this is a business. This is not my call. Like,
what he should have said was that Keith Yandel is garbage. Hot garbage. Baby diaper full of Indian food lit on fire. It's hot garbage.
Wait, didn't you just say how you thought he should finish the streak out? Now you're what's going on?
Well, yeah, let him get to 1,000. He was 11 away from 1,000 games. He was probably like, oh my god, the Flyers.
Is he really really that close to 1,000?
Yeah, he was at like 989.
Yeah, his streak stopped at 989.
That is, dude.
So
because regardless if Phil Kessel's going to break it, I don't think many people are going to get past 1,000 a lot. So he'll still be in like the top.
No, I think he's the only. Well, Doug Jarvis was the only other person with that long of a streak, and his ended at 965, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should just let the guy finish it. I just don't understand that.
11 games. They could have had a great ceremony. There could have been
fan service and doing a player right that you can do right, and then, like, letting it go and letting them walk into the season. And that way with veterans, like, look at the way the Flyers handle their people. Even in a shitty season, they took care of a guy. Keith Yandel's well-respected around the league, has a lot of friends. Let him finish it. But a great career. Like, I just, that to me just, like, speaks volumes about, like, just, I don't think they looked at the optics that well. But whatever. I mean, Mike Yeo is trying to make a move to seem smart to keep his job. I don't know. I'm not that upset about it. I just don't understand it. I didn't lose sleep over it.
I'm not upset about Yandel being benched. I thought he should have been benched a while ago. I do hope this increases the tide to fire both Yeo and Chuck Fletcher. Because I feel like Chuck Fletcher has been like, I have a vision, and now he's just been doing shit to do shit.
You think he's not going to be fired? I don't think he's going to be fired.
I think he should. I want him out of here.
I thought you were saying, I think he's going to be fired. I'm like, what?
Yeah. No, I want him to be fired.
Poor Chuck.
Get out, Chuck.
He's got too many close ties. Him and Bobby Clark are boys. If anything, he's going to get promoted, and he'll just move like Briere into the GM spot.
Well, that's fine. As long as he's not – even if he gets Holmgren, where he gets moved up to something, and then there's a new GM. I just feel like Chuck Fletcher this season has made a lot of – like, you're looking at some of his decisions. And I mean, do you think that, like, benching Keith Yandel was all on Mike Yeo, the interim head coach? I don't think so.
I think Ed Snyder came back to someone in a dream and told them, you must – bench Keith Yandel.
Ed Snyder came back and said he found Russian blood in Keith Yandel's DNA.
He's like, they're very anti-Semitic, those Russians. So Neil Carroll told us that back in the day.
Yeah.
The ghost of Kate Smith erased Yandel's name from the board.
How'd that happen? He was in the lineup. Mike Yeo's like, I must be going crazy. He was on the board today, I guess. Well, whatever. You're scratched. Sorry, bud. What? I don't know. I know that Chuck Fletcher has one thing he wants Flyers fans to know based on his offseason moves last season and what he's done this season. He wants Flyers fans to know that if you like Philly sports apparel, you can go to phillygoat.com with the promo code BULLY for 10% off your entire order. We got a great James Harden shirt getting ready for your Sixers playoff run. Oh, boy.
This was mentioned in Chuck Fletcher's Patreon exclusive press conference.
I'm reading this transcript right now because we're credentialed.
The Phillies are swinging the bats away at Citizens Bank Park with the opening series versus the Athletics, and you can get your Philly sports apparel at phillygoat.com, promo code BULLY. What a beautiful day for baseball.
Yeah, make sure you do that. They have great shirts. Get your Harden shirt before it's too late, before he bounces back, and you can say you were riding with him the whole time. You don't want to start talking about Harden bad, then start seeing him dreaming threes in the playoffs and say, I knew he was good the whole time. Get your T-shirt. They got a great beard shirt. It's been a hot seller. You can get your Bryce Harper shirts. You can get everything you need. PhillyGoat.com, promo code BULLY, because at this point, you got to start following some other sports teams because the Flyers ain't it. But we'll see. We're going to finish the season out strong. Thank you. Chuck Fletcher said all that, just reading it. Sorry, I was reading word for word. It took a while to get. But I wanted to make sure the quote wasn't misconstrued. I didn't want to break it up.
That's surprising. He would get into that much detail about watching other sports.
I know. It's crazy. It's like, does he even know who James Harden is? I don't even know. But... Minnesota, they have basketball over there. But yeah, the Flyers,
land of 1,000 lakes, wasn't that where the Lakers were before they moved to Los Angeles?
Yes, I believe so.
Wow,
yeah, they are the Timberwolves.
Did Jeff just drop a random sports knowledge to be correct, Doyle? God damn, April Fool's was April 1st, Jeff. What are you doing?
Packing in all. We're packing in all the holidays.
Looking at this schedule, though, just this month, this would have been a great month for hockey for the push to the playoffs if the Flyers, you know, actually had their head out of their ass the whole year. They have one more game versus the Rangers after the one last week. They had
Ryan Ellis was a real person.
They had home and home with the Blue Jackets. They had two games versus the Leafs and the Sabres. They have one more game versus the Capitals, a game versus Canadiens, and a game versus the Penguins, and a couple West. I mean, this would have been a good month to get ready for the playoffs. You would have seen the Flyers playing some divisional talent when they're trying to hopefully make that top three and maybe a couple wild card spots that were open right there. I mean, like between Toronto and Buffalo. It just, this would have been a good month to like get ready for the playoffs. And what could have been, huh? It's
speaking of Ryan Ellis,
go Phils.
I briefly saw that Ryan Ellis was not in the team photo.
Yeah, they
and
said
then
he was getting
people were talking
for his injury,
and people were like twittering that like he apparently never liked his time in Philly, and all he's been trying to do is leave since he got here. And like
says who?
I don't know. I haven't seen that before. I was curious to see if anybody else picked up on that. I didn't realize that.
But like,
he hated
who says
everybody.
This though? Because this is how rumors start. Like,
yeah, it was like I think it was the comment chain, like the team photo. Everybody was like, "Oh, where's Ryan Ellis? Can't even get in the team photo just because he's hurt. He should be there."
My favorite was people were mistaking Kevin Connaughton for Ryan Ellis.
Are people that dumb? Yes, they are. True. Okay, just want to make sure. Sorry, I was having
it
a conversation
is weird.
Myself.
I mean. You know, it doesn't really bode well that they haven't really made a decision on if they're going to get surgery or not. Like, you only have so much time until the next season starts, and you'd think that, like, you'd want to rehab and then get back to, you know,
yeah,
working
surgery
out
now.
And conditioning for the next year. So, I don't know. It's a weird situation.
Hopefully it's not like a Ray Emery situation.
It's probably somebody was saying it's like a groin injury.
Maybe it's what I have.
What do you have?
I have a
broken ball bag.
Shut up. Told you that in confidence. Thanks. Yeah, I was always busting my balls and hurting my feelings. No, it's not what I have. Clearly, I'm not a professional athlete, for those of you who are listening. I don't want you guys to be tricked as I prep for a beer league softball game this afternoon. They're going to be throwing people out from third base. No, I don't know. Like, I don't know what it could be. I have a hip problem. Hip imbalance flexors. That's causing other muscular injuries with tight hip flexors and a tight psoas from years of limited range of motion in my lifting and running patterns as being my tight hips. So now I'm literally getting like muscle treatment, like a chiropractor, but only on my hips and my back, and it's actually opening things up. So maybe he should go see my doctor. She's great. She's like she puts me in pain every week, but it feels good, and then I feel better.
She's just like, okay, Papsky, grab your ankles. He was like, I'm used to this on the weekends.
It was just very
spread your cheeks, lift your chest.
Do you know how weird it was to have a doctor like just literally put their hands all over your ass and groin, and it's like a treatment? I don't know. I'm not usually bashful, but I was like, this is weird. I'm like here and like, I'm paying a copay and my insurance will be billed for this. And I don't know how to feel about this. Like,
I don't know. The doctor I see behind the Dick's Sporting Goods does the same thing. So
it's not a doctor, Jeff. That's your uncle.
Oh no. That explains why he looks familiar.
He was wearing the goddamn Groucho Marx mustache and nose and glasses. He didn't look the same. That's the best disguise of all time. It's like, oh, you got me again, son of a bitch. That's why they thought Ryan Ellis was Kevin Connaughton. He was wearing the disguise. Saboteur.
But yeah, maybe Ryan Ellis gets traded this offseason because he just hates Philadelphia.
Or he just Matt Niskanen's and
just retires.
Yeah, just like, yeah, I had enough.
That, honestly, if there's anyone to be mad about, that's the, like, if we looked at Holmgren's last days as a Flyers GM, he couldn't foresee the fact that Chris Pronger would, you know, get hurt and have a career-ending injury. That sucked.
Or just Chris Pronger not wearing a visor.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm 6 foot, like, 800, and I don't need ever get, no sticks ever go up this high, except they do. And
no
we also
ever hit me in the face.
Just a little stick from, the Coyotes game?
Yeah,
or Jets or whatever. And then also, Fletcher could not foresee the fact that Ellis would be hurt. But he also, really, let's go back to this one. He never foresaw the fact that a worldwide pandemic would happen, and then it would be hard on veterans like Niskanen, who've already won a couple cups, that have nothing to prove, to be like, I just don't want to play anymore. This isn't for me.
What if Sam Carcetti was right the whole time and Ryan Ellis has had a shoulder injury for this long, and that's why they're not saying what it is?
Because, yeah, maybe.
I don't think they can lie on reports, though.
Well, they've been lying this whole time.
They haven't told the whole truth.
They haven't given any, like, any inkling to what his injury
upper
is.
Or, he could have two injuries. You just don't have to disclose one. It's like maybe like every time Chuck Fletcher sends out the report, he has his fingers crossed behind his back. Did you ever think about that, Jeff? Huh? Did you?
Or he put the shoulder injury in like white text font, so it doesn't show up on his emails.
Invisible ink.
Invisible ink.
You have to highlight it. Like, saboteur. I'm gonna keep saying that three more times.
If only I had hit Control A, I would have saw all the text.
Yeah. Love to control your A. stupid. The Flyers are playing the Capitals and the Rangers this week. This is the content people love. This is called weaving gold out of shit yarn. It's so hard. I don't know. Bobby Brink, hopefully. Cool.
Bobby. Hobie should have won the Hobie Baker Award.
Yeah,
had it stolen from him.
Wait, did he not win it?
No, I think he beat... I forget who did win it, but he was playing... The guy who won it was playing for the other team that Bobby Brink beat.
Oh, oh. Shit. I didn't even realize they had that award ceremony already.
Yeah. Yeah, he was selected as a first-team All-American, though. And he was the leading scorer in the college hockey.
Oh, yeah. Goalie won.
Yeah.
Dryden McKay. Yeah, what a stupid name.
Dryden.
Yep. So...
Dryden. About, like, Wendon or something.
Oh, fuck, you beat me to it.
Well, at least he won the NCAA championship.
Yeah, they won 5-1.
Yeah, there you go.
And he led the NCAA in points.
Yeah, so he's basically the next Claude Giroux, hot take. Bobby Brink, book it.
Yeah, there was some scout saying that like he has the potential to be like legit.
Well, that would be great because the Flyers don't have a lot of potential to be legit at all right now.
But he's going to need, like, a little seasoning in the AHL first.
A little AHL seasoning. Hextall's favorite seasoning when he's growing. A little AHL seasoning. Remember he always said that?
Yeah,
He wouldn't bring Brink up until he's, like, 35.
He would over-season them.
Yeah. He's like, just put too much. It's like, too much salt here. It's like, no, perfect amount of AHL seasoning. It's fine.
Yeah. So 6 years later.
There should have been a Photoshop made of, like, a Ron Hextall, Smoke Masters, like, packet of, like seasoning, AHL seasoning. It's, like, overdone, too much salt, and too much time in the AHL.
Just Photoshop Ron Hextall's face on the chef from The Muppets.
The Swedish chef?
Yeah.
That's great. But he won, so that's good. And then we'll see how he does. I hate being this negative about...
Well, here's a couple positive things I guess we could talk about.
Sure.
Morgan Frost has looked much better
recently.
So he's gaining some confidence, scoring some points.
Stone Cold won a match.
And so hopefully next year he is a mainstay as like the third center on the team, I guess.
Okay.
And then Owen Tippett has looked pretty good as well. He is a very fast skater, which I did not realize about him. And, you know, everybody's been clamoring for shoot-first players and people that actually have a great shot, and he is that. Will he ever be, you know, first-line winger caliber? Who knows? But right now, I think second or third line, he's looking pretty nice.
Having a top nine winger on this team is important anyway, especially if everyone's injured. So that if he just plays second or third line wing and contribute like, you know, 15 to 20 goals a year, I'll be happy with that.
And then you have Allison and Tanner Lyzinski tearing it up in the AHL right now.
And hopefully they both stay healthy.
Yeah.
Didn't Lyzinski have like an injury to start the season too?
He had like one hip surgery and then
another one or something.
The
like
other
that?
Hip surgery.
Yeah.
And then Allison was hurt, and then broke his back. Then he like broke his knee.
Then it's like
broke his elbow.
He's actually the love child of Mike Ratchie and Darian Hatcher, for those of you who didn't know that. So yeah.
Him and Owen Tippett are basically brothers.
Blood brothers. Eskimo brothers? No, I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
Oh, no. That's a different kind of brother.
I don't know. But
you
yeah.
Just put Patrick Brown and then those two on the same line.
Yeah.
Next year. All Ginge line.
That's what the Flyers have had for the last 15 years. No, they have the corner of the market on players with red beards or red hair, which is a well-known fact by most people.
It's the only reason they traded for Ryan Ellis.
Yeah, and Owen Tippett, like, listen, if we're getting rid of Drury, I give us something good. It's like, all right, how about five first-round picks? Like, no, just give me the guy with the red hair. We want him. Okay, fair. We have Ryan Ellis.
His hair matches the jersey.
Yeah.
Ryan Ellis figured out that's what the Flyers were doing, and that's why he's pissed.
Why? Because they just have, like, a redhead fetish?
You're not allowed to stockpile gingers. It's offensive. I hate this team.
It's possible.
Trade me to Pittsburgh.
I mean, really? Who would? We're not behind closed doors. We don't know. We can only go with the information we have, and most of it's bunk. So we're just. You know,
I got a lot of conjecture. There's unnamed sources that say Ryan Ellis hates the team because he's ginger.
I hope that someone actually listens to this and believes Jeff and starts a whole nother rumor mill because of this, and it comes back to us, and we have to explain ourselves after class.
No, we don't have to explain ourselves. You just say unnamed sources said it.
Unnamed sources. Yeah, that's what.
We can't name our source. It's journalistic integrity. We don't want to.
We don't have any integrity in general, let alone journalistic.
Some Twitter account with two followers.
Hashtag.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hashtag. Also.
Hey, you know what? Certain Flyers reporters and certain podcasts knew Joel Quenneville was being hired through unnamed sources. So you know what,
Jeff Quenneville.
That doesn't matter. He's Diddler supporter to me. I'm glad he's out of here.
He was never here. But I think there's...
I don't know about you guys, but I don't stand for diddling.
No, I do not. I just like Bo Diddley. Great musician. But we can end with this because, you know, we've somehow got a half hour out of, you know, this disaster of a season. Again, for week after week, except for last week, you know, because whatever. You guys didn't care that much. Some of you guys have to find our podcast, listen to on your drive. I'm sorry. But we can end with this today, talking about Philly Headline Gate is alive and well. Yesterday, as I was leaving the Sixers game, I realized that the Phillies were playing yesterday at Citizens Bank Park. And then while that was happening, they were taking down the Sixers court and getting ready for the Flyers game last night. It was a triple threat yesterday in Philly. I noticed that as the Phillies were starting, some news came out that Jalen Hurts, the Eagles quarterback, is working out with Tom Brady. Now, that became the biggest news of the day. Philly Headline Gate is alive and well. What do you guys think?
I like it.
I think this has legs. Unlike my last one. just kidding. My ex-wife was Lieutenant Dan.
I think any
little legs from the spaceship forest.
A titanium like the space shuttle.
I think anytime you can expose a Philly Headline Gate, you have to.
This one's not that grandeur, but it's not. This one isn't that big, but. I mean, there's a little bit. I mean, the Flyers signed Bobby Brink Bobby Brink announces he's not going to play his senior year as the Phillies get off to a hot start to clinch a series win versus the A's, as the Sixers prep for the playoffs, as Jalen Hurts works out with Tom Brady. I mean, guys, if you look at the signs, it's all there. You don't have to believe me. Just look. Just read.
That's disgusting, honestly, now that you point it out.
This is probably the furthest I've gone to string this together, and that's what I wanted to do to make sure we hit a half hour today. You're welcome. But
listen, generally, I think your Philly Headline Gates are dumb, but this one, spot on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the support. Thoughts and prayers. Doyle, do you have anything that we can talk about? Because you always come up with something at the last like 30 seconds to try to end the show five times. Also, this time I'm not trying to end the show. I'm not tired. I'm not sick. I don't have COVID. Like you guys, like, oh, we'll just keep the show going. I actually don't mind if we keep it going. But
we could talk about future coaching candidates for the team.
Future coaching candidates.
Because
Mike Babcock.
If Mike Yeo is here.
Ken Hitchcock.
Year.
Only Cox.
Only Cox. Rory Cox.
What's his name on my website?
That's a good place. Not high school, college.
I don't know. Who we
John
got?
Tortorella, baby.
Yeah, he'll whip this team into shape, and he'll realize, like, there's not enough talent on this roster. I can't do nothing.
Yeah, he'll just yell at everybody and cost, like, as much as Lane Vigneault, and the Flyers are going to be like, we don't have enough money to spend on that. So,
oh, yeah, didn't something come out recently about how, like, Alain Vigneault was, like, you know, who was saying that he was...
Jake Voracek.
We didn't talk about that. I knew I missed an interview, I think. He was saying how, like, they didn't have a good relationship, and he didn't feel like he was respected him as a player or something like that. He was mean, or he was... he told him, he said mean things to him and yelled at him and said he couldn't have dessert after dinner.
Yeah, I wonder why Jake Voracek would think that.
Try and find the transcript, Drew, instead of just...
That's not what he said. You're making me do work on a Sunday, Doyle? Come on.
I wonder why Jake Voracek wouldn't like Elaine Vigneault if Elaine Vigneault was like, hey, I would just like you to play defense. Jake was like, okay, relax.
That's I've had enough.
Oh, yeah, Voracek, that's what it was. He said, like, how he looks at what the Flyers did and the mistakes they made and how, like, he says, quote, we probably had the same unit there all the time talking about the power play. It was more about that. If you just don't agree with the coach, it's hard. I didn't go into the conflict at all, but I think I could. The Flyers decided to take a different path, and I didn't want to interfere there. I left. Now, Giroux, and they are one of the worst teams in the NHL. First of all, they have to look at what mistakes they made, but I don't think they imagine the year they have. Basically, like, got them. So,
I think under that.
Yeah, this one over here. But just kind of like, but the fact we're talking about the organization standpoint as mistakes they made, quote. But then he says about Vigneault, what was the relationship with general manager Chuck Fletcher and his disagreements with Elaine Vigneault? Voracek says, quote, there was nothing that could be done with the coach. His ego was so humongous big, ad lib there, that unfortunately there was not much to deal with. Chuck and I talked about it. I had a great relationship with him. After the season, we sat down and told each other that I would probably be best for both parties to move on. I'm glad it turned out the way because I'm really happy. Cool.
I have to imagine that Vigneault was like, Jake, we need you to play defense and not quit when you don't feel like playing defense. And Jake was like, you know, guy, I'm really sick of your shit. I make $8 million.
Yeah. I don't know.
Jake Voracek was like the Glenn Robinson of the NHL, or of the Flyers, I guess you could say, Philadelphia. Glenn Robinson never played defense. You don't remember Glenn the Big Dog Robinson?
No.
He was on the Bucks back with Ray Allen, early 2000s, against Allen Iverson.
The
Sixers traded for him or signed him.
I know some superstars from that decade of baseball, or the era of baseball. Baseball.
That era of baseball?
Listen, all I want to do is just
zoom. Zoom, zoom. I got a feeling I'm not the only one.
Listen, I just want to get my short pencil out and my scorecard and write 6-4-3 and circle the one out box and get this game going, all right? I'm a big baseball guy now. I'm getting old.
You having fun keeping the book?
I love keeping the book. I go to beer league softball. All I do is keep the book. Drew
doesn't even play anymore. He just keeps the book.
I sit there going, all right, good job, kids. Hey, listen, that was an E1. We got to get on that pitcher. Let's go.
Guys, I can't really play. I have tight hip flexors due to an imbalance. It's a whole thing.
Shoulder labrum injury, too.
I have a mysterious illness, and it's an addiction to doing the book. Oh, my God. A 4-5-3, you don't see that too much. It's amazing.
No, you don't. That's a fielder's choice. There's a lot going on here. Double
switches.
Fielder's
choice with it in the E3 because the first baseman dropped the ball going for the double play, so the lead runner's out.
We need some more 6-4-3 double plays on our team.
We do, and that's where I come in. I'm going to start doing some double play drills.
Ugh.
Well, I'm going to lead the team. We're going to start doing a couple drills, get you guys working. You know, we got to hover the bag first, and then step back and wait, pause, catch it on the run, clear the runner. That way, no takeout slide takes you out.
You got to hover the bag, Doyle.
I don't play in the infield, Jeff, so don't talk.
Yeah, Jeff.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Yeah, shut up.
All right, so back to coaching candidates.
Yes. So Elaine Vigneault, probably not going to get hired. Can we all agree on that?
I think that's probably...
All right, good. So who else we got?
Choice. Maybe the Canadians, if they get sick of Marty St. Louis.
Every time the Canadian
French guy.
Every time the Canadians are doing rough, they just hire some French-Canadian dude just to buy back the fan base. They fall for it every time.
Well, they need to speak French-Canadian.
It's like, don't worry, son. I'll be at your game next week. And like, you fall for it every time, you know?
I don't know if it's like a requirement or it's just like one of the things that they won't even consider you if you don't. But I'm pretty sure the coach has to be able to speak French.
Well, yeah, because I think it's a bilingual province. Yeah. I feel like that's like a big thing.
I'm still hoping for Jim Montgomery.
Former Dallas Stars coach, correct?
Current St. Louis Blues assistant coach.
Craig Berube. Maybe Craig Berube will come back. They'll show the Flyers that they still are.
Oh, he got extended.
But maybe they'll, like, he'll get fired and the Flyers can, like, maybe they'll trade for Craig Berube as a coach.
Dude, apparently they, like, Jordan Binnington stinks right now. I think in his last like 10 games, he has like an 8.4 save percentage.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Well, he's also 27 like years old.
In year one of his 6-year contract.
Maybe he's Rick DiPietro all over again, minus about 8 years of that contract. Islanders, never change. Never change.
Yeah, Jim Montgomery was also, he went to, like, rehab last year or whatever. Like, he took a leave of absence from, like, the...
For substance abuse?
From the Stars. Yeah, I think for, like, alcoholism.
Okay, nice. I like this guy already.
And then there were other rumors that he was bringing ladies of the night to hotel rooms on the road.
All right, listen, Chuck Fletcher, if you're listening, there's a guy you should hire. He's a man of similar ilk to me. He's about self-improvement and having fun.
He likes drinking, and he's bald. Boring, and he's bald. Identifying his problems.
And that's Jim Montgomery for Flyers head coach. Also president, yeah. Maybe.
There's some, yeah, like,
I hockey
know.
Operations.
There's some, like, foreign Swedish or Swiss coach, too, that a lot of teams are, like, trying to bring over.
Is it the chef from the Muppets?
Could you
it's
imagine?
The coach. It's that coach from the World Junior Tournament when they were like, do you think it can be Canada? And he's just like, no.
Oh, God. If that guy was a Flyers coach, that would be the best.
They have some of the best players in the world.
Yeah, he's
no.
like.
How can I be mad?
How many first-round picks do they have? We have one. And the next three in the round four.
Yeah, that was
that
great.
That guy's the best.
Those would be very refreshing post-game interviews.
Yeah, that guy just like huffing and puffing that he just got asked the most ridiculous question ever.
How could the Flyers win? We stink. Everyone's like, this coach is great. He tells it like it is. Shoots from the hip. I like him.
Yeah, they still got to figure out what they're doing with JVR, too.
Well, yeah. Maybe that's an off-season.
It is.
Listen, I think the Flyers will wind up retaining salary on that one if they do.
I hope not.
But I don't know. Someone's going to take that for a year unless somehow, like, Chuck Fletcher has, like, you know, pictures of some GM doing something inappropriate. He's going to drop, like, listen, you're going to take the $7 million contract
next
year.
Who has to get to the cap floor?
Good
Coyotes.
Question.
Usually the Coyotes.
Yeah.
Sometimes the Senators.
It looks like the Sabres, maybe, right now.
Probably.
According to Cap Friendly, looking at the most amount of projected cap space they have and their projected cap hit right now, they only have 47 contracts on the team. They have the most cap space.
Getting rid of
Michael
cleared up a lot of space for them.
Yeah, so that could possibly, but I don't know if they're going to need to hit this cap floor. I don't know. They have a lot of UFAs coming off the books this year, too. You know, it's a pretty, not like significant money, but like probably close to $10 million more coming off the books. So maybe. I don't know.
I just really hope that
him and Kyle Okposo can play together and be wingers past their prime.
Oh, my God. What year was Okposo free agent? Because that was like all of the contracts that were given out that year have all aged terribly.
Yeah, he's $6 million right now. I mean, look, I can tell you right now.
Was it 2015 or 2014?
He signed that extension back in the 2016-2017 7-year
contract.
Didn't
Okposo end up getting
July
sick
2016.
Too?
Yeah, he did. But like him, it was like him, Andrew Ladd. Who else was in that? There was like a very just like weak free agent class, and all of them got paid. And like Andrew Ladd, I don't even know if he's playing in the NHL right now. And if he is, I think he got traded to like the Coyotes.
I thought they retired.
He got a huge pay increase. He went from 2.8 cap hit to like 6.
I mean, he was good on the Islanders.
Yeah, he was.
And then
yeah.
He wasn't playing well, and then got sick, and then kind of hasn't really been the same.
Yeah. But yeah, him and JBR can tear it up at Buffalo. Whatever.
Well, yeah, I'd rather that than like, you know, all the rumors now are that like, oh, they're gonna try and shop Provorov, and like. Because I feel like it's almost like a cap move because their top four is going to be, I mean, if Ellis actually plays, their top four is going to be making like 6 point whatever million, 6 point whatever million, Sanheim's making 4 point whatever million, and then Risto's making 5 point whatever million.
5.4.
So that's a lot of money to...
Well, Yandel will probably still want to sign here because he definitely isn't going to be salty about the way we treated him.
5.1 is what Risto...
Yandel's just going to have to retire, I think, at this point. Although, so I think, like, the Flyers, it's really bad optics, right? But the Flyers did him a favor because, like, if he got through this offseason and then with the streak still intact and then started next season, there's no way a team would sign him to, like, be one of their six defensemen.
Be the bad one, so the Flyers would be the bad guy?
Yeah, and then, like, he would have just been, like, forced into retiring. So at least the Flyers pulled the Band-Aid off now so he can play as, like, in the seventh defenseman role next year.
Doyle, don't sleep on Sam Morin. He can still get re-signed here. He's a group six.
Yeah, he'll be the bottom pairing left defenseman.
Along with Zamula, Adderd, and Cam York, just really have a lot of young players to round out the fact that we have a heavy top four as far as salary, like you said. Yeah, wrist alignment extension. Almost forgot that happened until I didn't.
Yeah, so it's like that's what worries me is like I think you've seen Ivan Provorov, what he can do. Like even with Cam York, he's looked like a lot better. And you've seen what he can do if he has like a legitimate defensive partner with him. And not just like, you know, I like Justin Braun. I thought Justin Braun was great in Philadelphia, but as I've said multiple times, he had to play above his abilities for way too long on this team.
Yeah, he was brought in to...
He's brought in to be a third, especially the when they extended him. He was brought back to be a third-pairing defenseman. And
our stopgap and
yeah.
buy time for York and everyone else, yeah.
And he's been playing on the top pair for the last two seasons.
They also extended him in a panic because Matt Niskanen was yes. like, oh, yeah, guys, by the way,
so once again,
back.
To bring it back to the point earlier, Niskanen, I hate you. No, I'm just kidding.
But now they have limited cap space going into next year because their top four is making all of this money. And then you have, you know, JVR is way overpaid at this point. And your message is, oh, we're going to aggressively retool, but you can't really aggressively retool unless you move salary out to bring in, like, a bigger fish. So that really just leaves you with either Sanheim, Provorov, or Konechny to get moved. And I swear to God, if Nazem Kadri is the person that they sign in the offseason,
no.
I'm going to be so unhappy.
I do not
hey,
want
not
anything
fan
to do
of,
with that.
Not a fan of Nazem?
Yeah, like, if they would have traded for him, like,
two or three years ago,
4 years ago, yeah. Fine.
Yeah, he could have been getting suspended in the first round of the Flyers every other year.
Yeah, but he plays Flyers hockey, Jeff. Come on.
What is Flyers hockey right now? Losing? Flyers. So, yeah, sure. Yeah, play yeah. Flyers hockey.
Flyers hockey stinks.
I have never been this disgruntled with this team in my life, I don't think.
I know. If
this is coming from me. I've watched through some of the hardest years, and right now I have, like, I've been more interested in a lockout year than I have right now. I've watched more hockey in a lockout year than I'd have right now, honestly. And I know it's horrible to say, but I'm not going to fake it and act like, you know, I'm sitting there watching all 60 minutes or eight
like,
minutes.
I wasn't a fan of when they brought back JVR, but, like, it didn't bother me that much, but like if they sign Nazem Kadri,
that's the same exact
while
thing.
Already having like Sean Couturier is on a crazy contract, Kevin Hayes is getting overpaid basically, and then you're going to bring in a third center that's going to probably command like $7+ million and he's going to be 32 or 33 years old. Like,
no, thank you.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Pass the pig.
Yeah.
But he's got grit, chutzpah.
Yeah, well,
plays with Moxie.
I'd rather strike out on Johnny Gaudreau.
Flyers well, need an identity. They need Scott Laughton as captain.
Maybe.
I don't even know who like the free agents really are going into this offseason besides like those two, because those two are the ones I constantly keep seeing brought up that like, oh, Nazem Kadri, he's a true Flyer. He just makes sense for them.
Evgeny Malkin.
Does he though?
Oh, I would love that. That would be so fun.
Also, Claude Giroux, ever heard of him?
Yeah, he's not coming back.
Phil Kessel.
He's had
no, Chuck Fletcher refused to acknowledge that he was allowed to come back, so he's never coming back.
Ryan Kessler's a free agent, guys.
Oh.
You could sign him to a contract and then put him on LTIR.
Excuse me.
You know what would be an awesome move? If Giroux is like, he signs with the Blue Jackets to play with Voracek again, and then he's just like, everything's like everything comes out. He's like, I hated Chuck Fletcher. I hated Elaine Vigneault. I hate this whole town.
Oh wait, Doyle, Ryan Kessler, still out there somewhere.
Yeah, just sign him to LTIR.
Or we can get Patrice Bergeron and have the Selke boys.
That would be ridiculous. I think Vincent Trocheck is a free agent, but he's also like 29. But I've also wanted him to be a Flyer for the longest time.
So. Ryan Strome.
Boo.
That wouldn't be
we have some Stroms already, so that'd be nice. Be like the Stahl brothers, but
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not looking too good.
Paul Stastny's still out there, guys.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ooh.
Remember when Ron Hextall was like, yeah, I could have signed him, but he priced himself out of our market.
The Flyers are going to sign Brian Rust, let him play third line, and be like, it's going to be like the Penguins. They won the Cup and realize, oh, we need other talent besides Brian Rust to win. I don't know. I'll be excited again to see what the Flyers do, and I'll probably be disappointed in what they do. Oh man, yeah. I'm usually the positive one. What happened? Life hit me hard.
No, the Flyers are arguably in a worse spot than they were when this season started, and I feel like that was hard to do. So you know,
arguably,
dude, but they were actually in a good
they
spot
actually,
when the season started.
Yeah,
we were all excited.
Much better.
On paper, Giroux was always aging, and Couturier stunk. It's just a matter
I don't
of
think so. I'm not going to go back and find quotes to make you eat crow. I'm just going to tell you you're going to eat crow because I don't think you said that. We've had, like, as Mike Bond said last year and also this season, there's a giddiness in Flyers hockey. That was last year. This year, same deal. Now it's like, oh, boy. Like, even Joe Bartnick, our buddy and Penguins fan who never takes a minute off to shit on the Flyers, said that the Flyers got, like, a B-plus offseason grade in his hockey news column. And also, he said I couldn't give him an A because of the Flyers, but like he liked the moves they made.
Yeah, I think. Well, the problem was like everybody liked the moves that Chuck Fletcher made, but it came down to all of those moves basically blowing up in his face because Ellis got hurt, and then
yeah, he didn't get the extended warranty on any of these players. So
yeah, I mean Atkinson for Voracek worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake, I think, has more points, but he's only scored, like, 5 goals on the season. He's just been passing the puck to Patrick Laine the whole year.
Well, I also don't think trading Voracek was because of his lack of point production. I think it was just
no, it was just a
on.
Stylistic fit, too. Yeah. I think Cam Atkinson, you know, checks more boxes of overall play than Jake
Voracek does, yeah. And like, to break up some of the old guard, and they got rid of Giroux because the season was going down the shitter.
Well, yeah, but their power play has looked awful, and they just need, and like not having Kevin Hayes for so long, you could really tell that they just did not have the players to just carry the puck up through the neutral zone into the offensive zone. So it was just like Cam Atkinson looked great, but he's not a possession player, I guess. So you would just see them completely struggle like possession through the neutral zone into the zone, and then but on the rush they were fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were in transition. They were fine.
Cam Atkinson is also more likely to take the puck to the net and get second and third chances going for harder rebounds, where Voracek was more of a perimeter player sometimes, and like you said, more of a possession player and looking to pass more than shoot, as always was. A lot of fans gripes with him, but it wasn't because of lack of point production. Voracek put up a lot of points here every season, but they're all secondary assists, according to some people. That old secondary assist argument I hear all the time.
Yeah, I think that trade was a good trade.
Argument.
Yeah. No, yeah, that trade, I was happy with it. I still am. I think it's fine.
But,
and,
yeah, there is a severe lack of talent on this team right now, and now you really do have to figure out, like, all right, you trade a Claude Giroux and Jake Voracek in the offseason. That was your first line, basically, left and right wingers. Who plays left and right wing on the top line now with Sean Couturier going into next season, given that he is healthy?
Scott Laughton. He's better at the wing. I don't know.
You could probably, you know, like looking at this.
Konechny.
I guess Farabee.
Or
and,
Frost, if you want to move him back to wing. I don't know what you're going to do.
What do you
there.
Think of Farabee at center?
I think that'd be good.
That's like an interesting experiment
He has been picking up more defensive responsibilities this season. He's worked
well,
on
they tried it out,
game.
And he looked pretty good.
Yeah,
he got a little on the penalty kill, too, right, this year. So, I mean, maybe.
At this point,
if Couturier can try first line center, why can't Farabee try center for a game or two or for a half a season? Whatever.
I wouldn't be surprised if Oscar Lindblom got traded this offseason. As much as I love Oscar Lindblom and his story and everything, he's on like the fourth line right now, and he's making like $3 million.
Change of scenery at the age of 25 for him?
Maybe. And that clears up some cap space for you.
To sign Johnny Gaudreau or Kadri?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he didn't really do much now.
Well, he's looked better.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, he's been inconsistent. Like, the first half of this year, he didn't really do much. And then, over the last, like, 2 months or so, he's looked a lot better.
And my question is, like, once again, how much of that is just, was that always the player he was, or was his
illness? Yeah, was that
illness,
a flash in the pan?
Was it flash in the pan, then that thing happened, he was never able to get it back, and that was just what happened? Or is it still because he's coming, I mean, obviously what he went through was absolutely, like, devastating to his body and immune system, so he had to, like, work his way back up and everything, you know, build muscle back up. He's looked a lot better this year.
And Noah Cates has looked very good, too. He, another college guy, he,
American born, baby.
Yeah, he's looked awesome, like, on the boards and stuff like that. Great forechecking.
Yeah.
Already has 2 goals, I believe.
They're all giving you at least 3 reasons to watch Flyers.
I forget
this
who they said that he was compared to, but it was, like, a pretty decent.
I think it was
player.
Me. Oh, no.
Yes.
No, it wasn't me then. Sorry. I thought you said handsome man. You said NHL player. My bad. My bad, Jeff.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, guys. Want to wrap this show up and get it on the with our Sunday here? Want to get a little food in my body before my softball team peer pressures me to have an alcoholic beverage. I don't want to do that, people. I'm quitting drinking this week.
Yeah, all those kids keep stealing
all my iced teas. I'm not even trying to drink them. Like, I swear,
can't
to God.
Afford to keep buying iced teas.
He's going out
kids
buying,
to steal them.
Yeah, he keeps going out buying 12 packs of iced teas, but for some reason these kids keep drinking them all.
Yeah, no, it's like with this gas prices, I can't keep buying iced teas. I'm not getting the full privilege of drinking them. It's the stupidest thing.
All right, what's the count? Did we get to a decent amount of time here?
We got to 55 minutes,
okay,
56
see?
Minutes. We did it.
You're welcome, everyone.
Yeah, there you go. Doyle.
I dragged the show out for you.
He did. That's what Doyle's here for. That and to make sure I don't bully Jeff the whole time. Because I want to the point of murder, but I won't. But yeah, I want to thank you guys for listening this week. Thanks for sticking with us after last week.
Wait, to the point of murder?
No, I'm kidding. Huh? We'll talk after the show, sweetheart. But don't forget, if you want to stop by and say what's up, and you're going to be in Philly, April 24th, 4 p.m. versus the Pittsburgh Penguins. We'll be at Xfinity Live. And we'll probably be trying to figure out what the next move is for us. What do we do for the month of May and June, or the month of May and also the month of June, when they were just preparing for the draft and watching every team except for the Flyers play in the playoffs. Well, not every team except for the Flyers, but really at this point. Whatever. Go Phils. Go Sixers. Go Flyers. Prospects. Bobby Brink. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'll see you guys next week.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky, Jeff, and Doyle. Available anywhere you get your podcasts. Check out BroadStreetBully.net for the latest episodes and daily content about the Philadelphia Flyers. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at the BSB Podcast.
Yeah, da, 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 da.